Welcome to the Talking Balls podcast, where a bunch of absolute clowns discuss all the ridiculousness happening in the world of sports. Brace yourself for a hilarious yet surprisingly informative ride. Just a heads up, the opinions shared here are solely our own and probably don't make any sense to normal people. Oh, and be prepared for some colorful language because, let's face it, we're keeping it real. And if you're a youngster, make sure to get permission from your mummy before diving into this madness. P.S. Please don't sue us. We're broke.
Well, what do you think of that new one?
It was basically a podcast at the start.
It's that long, isn't it?
Colourful spelt wrong as well, but...
What way did I spell it?
You spelt it in the American way. You spelt it without a U.
Well, we are talking about American football, so I think that stands.
Yeah, that's a lie. That stands, yeah. Very much. Fair. Abatha. Anyway, welcome to the Talking Balls podcast. I am your host, Neil Adams, joined, as always, are my lovely different facial bearded people in Curtis, Abby, and Mark. How are you, folks?
Good evening. All good. How are you?
I am awesome. I'm loving life. Can't wait to talk some fancy NFL stuff with all these, because it's been a busy, eventful week. With the main topic being Russell Wilson.
Main topic?
That's the main topic. There's a lot of topics.
My boy Kelsey's tired of you.
Oh, we'll talk about that in a wee minute, mate.
That's where I shed a tear, okay?
Yes, we all don't want to cry on this podcast.
Tears of joy.
What?
Sorry?
Mark, she's at you.
I know. I felt it personally, you know.
Completely at you there. Like, she does not understand that you are the wish chasing, Kelsey.
Sorry, I'm sure the Packers will fare better against the Eagles this season.
No, I'm joking. I was only joking.
She's not joking at all. But sure, we'll talk about Jason Kelce in a wee minute, even though we've already done it. Russell Wilson has been cut by the Denver Broncos. And they are going to take up $85 million in dead money this year. $85 million against the cap on a player they won't have.
Which is insane. Although I think towards the end of the season, we did see this coming, didn't we?
Yeah, but I thought he was going to get traded. I thought at least he would have got traded.
Instead, they've just cut him. Bizarre. Absolutely bizarre move.
But it's a new record for the most dead cap space in the NFL. And it beats the last two combined. Not mad. The last two records, this one has beat it. Combine them two and it's beat it.
So does that mean he's still getting paid? Is that what
they did, right? So he had a 2-year contract. So whenever they traded for him, when they give away 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, I think a 3rd-round pick, and then 3 players. He already had a 2-year contract, which they obviously take over whenever they trade for him. But in the first year they decided to give him a 5-year extension for $250 million with 180, 160 or 185 guaranteed.
What a bargain.
And then after the 2 years they cut him when they could have just not given him that extension.
It makes no sense.
So he gets $165 million for nothing.
So what's that mean for this year then? Can he actively look for a new team, or does that mean this year?
They cut him, so he didn't ask for a trade or anything. They cut him, so he can go to a new team. He gets $165 million because they guaranteed that in the contract, and then he can go to a new team and just go, pay me $20 million a year, I'd be happy enough to win the Super Bowl with you if you pay me whatever.
Because I don't understand. He could in theory go to another team and play for free.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
That's insanity. Have they given any reasoning for it? I know the relationship there wasn't towards the end of the season. They ran into a couple of snags, but I didn't think that would be the... I thought they would trade him, but...
I think
some sort of big plans for quarterback this season. Then,
they can't have a big plan for quarterback because they don't have any money left. They also don't have any picks because they give away 2 first rounders and 2 second rounders, so they don't have like picks until. I think they got a pick back for Bradley Chubb from the Dolphins, but that was about it. Like, so whoever they take, they're going to have to take a young quarterback, obviously, in the draft, and they're not probably going to get him until like late on in the draft.
But then, let's not talk about like quarterbacks late on in the draft, Brock Purdy. Let's just not. We can't do it after this season. Don't curse it.
Don't curse it, Ray. You're Jordan Love. You're sorted.
Yeah, but who was it? Who was in the Super Bowl this year?
Well, Neil is a big Brock Purdy fan. He loves
the biggest.
Brock Purdy. I would love to have seen Sam Darnold in that team. Just to see my wee mate Sam do well. Do you know what I mean? With all them awesome.
I would love to see the highlights of the last couple of podcasts of you just absolutely slaying Purdy, you know?
I could do that, I think.
Probably get a side
together. Put in keyword Purdy. Yeah, I think I could do that.
Just get a little remix going.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't. Who is even the backup? I think it's is it Stidham that came from the Vegas Raiders? Is there backup at Denver?
I genuinely don't even know. I'm not gonna lie.
And he wasn't that great whenever they dropped Russell last year. But I was watching a podcast where it says that it's all ego that has. Where this has all transpired, whereas it was an ego in Russell Wilson's part where he wanted to leave the Seahawks, where he actually says, this is the only team that I play for when he was at the Seahawks. And then it's ego on their part to give him the extension.
When you are paying money for Russell Wilson, right? Someone whose literal child is called Win, you are paying for ego. Like, how do you not see that coming? You know what I mean? Yeah. That is what that guy is. And I mean, he had some cracking games this season. I don't understand.
But that's what I'm saying. They brought in a head coach who also has an ego.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So he's...
Don't put the two together, yeah.
So you bring them in, whereas I think he came in. And Russell Wilson had his own wee like car parking space and own wee office and all up near the head coach's office, and he just came in and went, whoa, this isn't happening. He's a player. Get him down here with the rest of the players. Get him his own parking space, or get him his parking space near with all the other players. He's not special. He is a player at this Denver Broncos team. He is not superstar Russell Wilson. He is a player in the Broncos, and he just cut it out. And obviously they didn't get on because sure, he was not slabbering to him on the field as well at one stage. He's shouting at him on the field, and it's just not the way Russell Wilson likes to be talked to, you know?
I mean, I get that, but I just think for the nature of what's going on there, you think the two could make the relationship work. Do you know what I mean?
For the sake of that much money.
For the sake of that much money and having a team that is, I don't know if they were Super Bowl potentials, but definitely could have had a playoff run.
Yeah. And they didn't do that bad last year.
Sorry.
But they didn't do that bad last year.
No, they had a decent season.
What were you saying, Abby?
I kind of hope, you know, when it's one of those things where it's like a story that continues to come out, that we hear more about it, because it's one of those where you actually want to know what actually happened.
Yeah, somebody messaged whenever I put it on our stories, a guy messaged me and going, this is going to be a movie. This is going to be turned into a movie. And I was like, I'd watch that movie. Mm. And he'd be like, 100%. So would I. 100%.
You reckon it'd be on the next season of Quarterback on Netflix?
that would be so funny. They have to now, like, don't they? Where do you think he's going to go?
Hopefully nowhere.
I think so. He doesn't need to go anywhere. But he says he's going to win 2 Super Bowls. Wherever he goes.
I think he's one of 3 quarterbacks that could be playing at Tampa this year.
Would you take him over Baker Mayfield?
If Baker Mayfield decides he don't want to play at Tampa, yes, I would take him before Kirk Cousins.
If you had the choice between Baker Mayfield and Russell Wilson, who are you taking, Curtis?
Not if Baker
wants to play.
I love how Baker played this season. I do, and I think he's the one who deserves it most. But Russell Wilson, proven winner. I just think, I don't know. It's a hard one to call. You got to go Russell Wilson in that situation, like, don't you?
100%.
But I just think, based off the back of last season, Baker deserves it more.
What Curtis is trying to say is he wants his own little slogan. Just like own little let's ride for their team. Like,
yeah, I had a sign in the wall at the end of the season that said Baker fucking Mayfield, so that might...
Baker motherfucking Mayfield.
That might help lighten up where my head's at with that. But yeah, I think... I don't know what our QB situation is going to be, so potentially Tampa could be one of the teams.
Hopefully he's sorted out soon. I mean, you've sorted out Mike Evans already. So yeah, sorting out the guy that's thrown to him would be the main thing of that, him signing that contract,
well,
I think.
I do, yeah, 100%. I agree with that. But when you look at Mike Evans' stats over the last 10 years, like 10 years in a row, over 1,000 receiving yards, like, you want him on the team. And I'm glad he signed with us, because he was going into free agency there and he could have went anywhere for two years, you know. And I think 9 out of 10 teams would have gave him a contract. And I'm just glad he wanted to stay in Tampa. But like you say, it's the guy thrown to him who is gonna thingy that. And I kind of thought Baker would be staying. I didn't think they would franchise tag him, but they've now franchise tagged Winfield Jr. Yeah. So that's definitely not happening. But yeah, I still think he'll get offered a contract. It depends, because there's now a couple of names on the table that where you could potentially go.
The quarterback carousel.
Exactly. And Baker,
every year. So exciting, isn't it?
Baker has said that Tampa are getting no hometown discount. So they're not. Yeah. So he's wanting, if he's going to stay, he's going to be getting money.
See, that's makes me dislike Baker again. You know what I mean? What a flop knuckle. Like, I mean, he hasn't proved anything bar one season. He did all right.
Yeah, he proved it last season. Yeah, 100%.
He wasn't still overly that great. Like, you know what I mean? But this is what I'm talking about. He's just like, oh, you aren't getting any discounts because fluffing, fluff head.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't be saying that he can be picking and choosing. So,
yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Like, people aren't not going to, I don't think people are going to be lining up and.
Yeah.
Like, I think he'll get a couple of offers. I think he'll get a couple of offers for sure. But I don't know if any of those will be as attractive as starting QB in Tampa.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's not going to be a lot of suitors coming in for Baker Mayfield when you have Russell Wilson, you have potentially Justin Fields on able to be traded for, but she's, I like Justin Fields.
He's like
a wish version of Jalen Hurts.
I think he could thrive in a different environment.
Yeah. Then you've also Kirk Cousins.
Well, I was just going to say there, I don't want to rule out Kirk Cousins. It sounds like I give him a hard time. I like him as a QB. I think he's great. He's one of the, you know, elite QBs in the league. I just don't feel like he's as scrappy as like a Russell Wilson would be. Do you know what I mean? I think he's a bit more clean cut, which is maybe not a bad thing. I don't know, but I think Russell Wilson's
mad into, like, his faith and all that carry on. Like,
no, I don't mean like in terms of personality. I mean like in terms of play.
Yeah.
You know, I think the likes of Russell Wilson and Baker Mayfield are probably just that wee bit more scrappy, which I think is what Tampa needs. Because they're not a well-oiled machine, so...
I can say...
Anybody with an ego, don't you
know? Yes. Who doesn't?
You generally find people with egos don't.
Thank you, Curtis. I appreciate that. I think he'll either be at the Raiders or Steelers.
Who's this, Kirk Cousins?
No, Russell Wilson.
Really?
I can't see Kirk Cousins at the Raiders because he's not cool enough to be at the Raiders, if you know what I mean. That makes any sense whatsoever.
Maybe that's what the Bucks are saving up the money for Russell Wilson's salary this year.
He needs a fiver to play, and he's already...
Yeah, literally.
He'd pay us to play.
He's coming out of Denver with that ego, and he needs a salary to sort of fit the bill, you know?
I don't think a Todd Bowles could handle Russell Wilson, like.
No.
Maybe that's what Russell Wilson needs.
Yeah.
Not a Sean Payton. He needs a Todd Bowles. Someone who's going to pass him the corner and go, That's what he needs.
100%. I can't see him at the Patriots either. I can't see Russell Wilson at the Patriots. I think Russell Wilson's too cool to be at the Patriots.
Yeah.
Is that, for sure. If that makes any sense? And I think Kirk Cousins isn't cool enough to be at the Raiders. But I can see Kirk Cousins at the Patriots.
You can't see Kirk Cousins going to Vegas, like, can you? You can't see him being in Vegas.
Yeah, because it's just a cool black kit and all. You just can't see him being it. You know what I mean? And no, I can't see him being there. I can see.
I don't mean that. I mean in terms of his personality, like his wife picks.
Exactly.
No, I just can't see him hanging out in Vegas.
Yeah. So there's.
I think that's cute though. That's cute.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't strike me as a pool party guy.
No.
100%. Yeah, or a gambler or anything. I think somebody's been writing that he's been looking at houses in Atlanta. So it could be a Falcon.
We said black hair would suit him.
No, they're red.
Black.
It's mostly black, isn't it? It's more black than...
It's red home kit, and then white, and then black. Mm. So it's like red that goes into black, and then it's black that goes into red.
I can't visualize it.
It's terrible looking. It has an ATL on it as well at the top instead of Atlanta. I know.
I think it looks flat.
Still better than the Jets, but...
Well, the Jets are getting new unis in April, so... Can't wait for this. I know. We can get rid of all my stupid jerseys.
Are they doing a full color change?
They're doing, see the way they did the throwbacks, white jerseys?
Yeah.
They're changing it all, the throwbacks. So there's going to be a green throwback, and then there's going to be a black throwback, and then keeping the white.
Nice.
That'll probably be quite fresh, to be fair.
Yeah. So hopefully, as long as Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, we'll be all right. Be all right.
Good luck.
Potential last year's a Jets fan as well.
Hmm. Yes, this is my potential last year's a Jets fan. I will be. Whoever wins the Super Bowl, I will be their number one fan. No, I will.
Is that what you're going to do? I would love to see that.
I have to. Like, I want to play for a team that wins. You know what I mean?
I'll start Packers jerseys then. I would become
a Packers fan because I picked the Jets solely on the fact that they had a green jersey.
I would love to see you just wipe the slate.
You not
Jets the shit this year.
Get rid of all my Jets shit. Here you go, charity.
Nice big cheese head.
That's it. Get a big cheese head. Green Packers jersey. Love on the back. Brilliant. Wee buns. You know what I mean? If they win the Super Bowl, that'll be happening.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah,
I'm going to clip this.
Only if the Jets don't make the playoffs and they're shit and absolutely terrible. Though that's the thing. Like, if the Jets make the playoffs, then that's an okay season for me because I've never seen that in my whole.
No, you
Jets
just said
career.
Whoever wins the Super Bowl, you can't take it back.
If the Jets ruin my life again,
you added that on the end though.
Yeah, probably should
have. Have you never seen the Jets go to the playoffs?
No,
mad.
I've seen it on TV once before. Like, I was a Jets fan.
Yeah,
yeah, but no,
like,
the whole time of me supporting Jets, they have not made the playoffs. Which
remember,
is like why...
when you went to watch the Jets, though, I recall you saying this, and they were losing, and you're watching in America, and you left early.
Yes.
And you were sat on the bus that didn't leave.
Didn't leave until the game was over. That went into overtime for the Jets.
And then you won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went into overtime, so it didn't even wait. It didn't even get to wait until the game was over because it lasted another half an hour for the Jets to win.
Yeah. That's all I said.
The Jets don't need me. Yeah, that's that. Yeah, as soon as I supported them, they haven't made the playoffs. Whenever I left a stadium, they won a game.
That just kills me every single time.
Abby, I don't know, Abby, if I understand the appeal of having another fan in your fan base, but I don't know if he's the fan you want by the sounds
probably
of things. Like, I don't know if that's a good thing for any fan base.
Yeah, you probably don't
you
want
can
me,
take,
right?
You guys can take him.
You wouldn't like the red kit, sure you wouldn't.
Nah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm an Arsenal fan, like, so I was maybe thinking about the Chiefs or the 49ers. You know, I think it would.
Yeah, go to the Chiefs, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They're never going to not be good with Pat Mahomes, you know what I mean? Unless, you know, something mad happens to him. And he
unless
goes
you're
somewhere
a fan.
Goes, yeah, unless I'm a fan, obviously. Yeah.
But then you've got Brock Purdy at the 49ers, so.
That's true, but hopefully they get another quarterback.
I can't see that
like
happening.
Russell Wilson.
He's guy.
Like a Russell Wilson. Imagine he went to the 49ers. That'd be pretty cool.
Mm. That'd be them nailed on for a Super Bowl, I reckon.
And he'll just go, you know what? Pay me $5 million because I want to win a Super Bowl. And I'll be your quarterback for a couple of years.
I'd love to see that. I really would.
That'd be pretty cool.
Regardless of where he goes, his next contract's going to be huge. It's still going to be huge.
I don't know. I think if they were talking about veteran salary, whatever that is. I don't even know what that is, but apparently veteran salary is where you can just play and you don't really have to take too much money and because you don't need it. So
that'd be the dream, wouldn't it?
100%.
Not too much money. I don't need it. Yeah.
Well, here, 165 million just handed to him there now, and he didn't even have to play for the last 3 years of his contract.
Yeah, but he's not in a unique position now where he could potentially get double the money for 2 or 3 years.
What are you going to do with all that money? Nobody needs all that money. That's just greed. He goes out with Sierra, and she's got enough money too. But anyway, let's talk about your wee namesake, your wee buddy, Jason Kelce, Mark.
I only stopped crying this morning. That's with the picture in our group chat, and then I went back and rewatched his retirement speech, and no, I did well up a little bit.
Hmm.
Only cried sad. 2 times in my life. That was one. The other was at the end of Titanic. so that tells you what I feel about it.
Oh mercy, Christ and Jesus! Yeah, Jason Kelce and the end of Titanic. Oh, go, Jack.
That's a combo. That is.
Didn't shed a tear at the birth of my child. Either of them.
I didn't shed a tear at the birth of my child either because my wife was calling me a flopper the whole time.
I'm not even going to say what the equivalent is like for a male, okay?
I know what it is.
Go on then.
And I know what's more painful.
Go on, what's the equivalent for a man?
Getting kicked in the nuts.
No. Okay, I'm going to say it. You can cut this out.
No, I'll never cut anything out.
It would
be. You think Neil at it?
Hmm. It would be like you passing an orange out of your penis.
I've done that before.
No.
Apparently, that is the equivalent.
You always hear women say, "I'll have another kid."
This is exactly what I was going to say for Mark.
Oh my god.
Yeah. How many times have you heard a man go, "You know what? I would love another kick in the balls." So it was so. You know what I mean? I think I could do that again.
This podcast has changed.
Women are bitches. Okay, that's just
fucking balls, man.
Quite literally,
you're
yeah.
Literally talking balls right now.
Yeah. So you just don't see that. You just don't see a man going, "You know what? Would be lovely again."
Worst.
You know
what I mean? That, like,
you think we should? You think comeback. We should maybe do it again?
Worst comeback. This is the most.
But anyway,
so anyway,
next topic.
Jason Kelce.
Yeah. He wanted to, is that why you were going with that? Is that how he ended up? And that was because he says he wants to be a father. Is that what happened?
Oh, no. When he said, like, about it being a father is, like, the best thing in the world.
I know. He's such a lovely guy. But here, I think we're going to see more of him because he's not going to have the Eagles annoying him. He'll be doing more podcasts. He'll be on TV more. So I think
he's
going to
be a pundit for sure. He's going to be a pundit for sure. Like, and he'll be great at it.
Yeah.
So, like, he's going to have more podcasts. He's going to be on more TV.
Talking about a game. Just listening to him going, "Fuck, man, give him a couple of beers and let him commentate a game." That'll be fucking.
Yes.
That would be anarchy, like.
Be like the new Tony Romo.
Aye. Other news. What was the other news? Remember we had something else? There was something else I said.
Was it about your receipt in Ireland?
I don't have receipt in her line, fluff you,
oh, yes.
Mate.
I've seen it in person.
Turn to the side, we'll see it.
He got a cut.
I haven't cut it yet. No, I cut my beard yesterday, but I didn't cut my hair.
You can't afford to lose anymore.
Shaquan Barkley. Before you all start friggin' actually having a conversation about my lack of hair.
You
aren't. Anyway, Shaquan Barkley, the Giants have told that they won't be franchise tagging him. That was hard.
This is back to the whole Power Tower thing.
Yes. Rather.
That was quite good.
You like that? What are we talking about, Barkley?
Shaquan Barkley. So he's going into free agency then.
Yeah, he's going in the free agency unless he gets a big contract with the Giants. They can still end up with the Giants. They just told him that they won't be France tagging him, so they can still end up there. But there's big mad talk about him going to the Texans. And the Texans have Damian Pierce and Devin Singletary, who did fucking really, really good for them last year. So I don't understand why they're looking at Saquon Barkley. Where do you think he's going to end up?
I can't help but see him staying at the Giants. He's one of the best players there, and like
he's their only playmaker.
Yeah, he's the one scoring points for them, and I can't understand why they would let him go.
Yeah,
I don't know who they think they're going to get to replace him.
Unless it is the kind of where they're going out to go straight back in again.
There is Derrick Henry. There is Josh Jacobs. There is Austin Eckler. There is a couple more. I can't remember offhand now. There was Saquon Barkley, but there is a good couple of running backs. There's a good running back class in here in free agency at the minute. There's not a, it's not a great free agency or great running back draft this year, but in terms of free agency, there's a good few running backs kicking about. But I don't see him at the Texans unless the Texans get rid of their guys.
I think they've got quite a good team at the moment as well. I can't with the Texans.
Yeah, they'll not want to mess with that, will they?
No.
Yeah. They have a great wide receiver core. They've got two great running backs. Like, Singletary came in whenever Damian Pierce got injured and just balled out. So I don't see why they want to disrupt that. Bring in Barkley.
They've just tagged Schultz as well.
Barkley and Wilson going to the Falcons.
Who?
Barkley and Wilson going to the Falcons.
The Falcons, who have... they really have Algier and Bijan Robinson. Why would you throw Barkley in? Why would you throw Robinson into that mix too? They also have freaking Cordell Patterson, who can step in as running back. I can't see him at the Falcons. I could maybe see him at the Bears if the Bears draft Caleb Williams. That might be a nice wee cherry on top for them. You know, for Caleb Williams to come in and go, you know what, the Bears aren't going to be shit this year. Maybe I will play for them.
Never going to happen, though. Like, as in, the Bears are never not going to be shit. But
well, you're a Packers fan, so you're always going to say that.
Literally, though, I swear they could take any sort of any player and just...
What do you mean? Like Mitch Trubisky?
Just... Okay, maybe it's a bit biased.
Just a bit.
But...
But what?
I don't know, just... yeah, okay, maybe I'm very biased.
You're very biased at all, you know what I mean? When Gil Williams goes there, he's going to have Saquon Barkley, and he's just going to... You know, I mean, they're going to sign Saquon Barkley before they draft Caleb Williams and go, look, Caleb, look what we got. We've got guys now. Will you be our friend? Can you play for us?
And he'll be like, yeah, and they'll still suck, so it'll be really fun.
Well, I can tell you where he's not going. He won't be going to the Packers. 100%. You know AJ Dillon's going to end up at the Jets?
Literally, don't talk about AJ Dillon. I'm sad about that. But as long as Aaron Jones, I think they've said, is pretty solid. So, I'm happy.
Solid. He was so solid last year. Injured most of the time.
I meant solid as in, like, we want to keep him solid. Not solid.
Well, he's not solid in terms of being able to last the season. You're going to need somebody.
How many seconds did you have Rodgers for before you ruined him?
I didn't. I was. You know what I was just about to say?
Literal seconds.
I know. I was about to say that, you know what, I didn't have Rodgers on my fantasy team, but I had Aaron Jones on my fantasy team, but I did have Aaron Rodgers on my fantasy team at the start. I had Aaron Jones, and Aaron Jones balled out in the first game, and then I think his last touchdown, he just ran holding his hammy, and then that was him for the rest of the season. Didn't do anything for me. Are you doing anything for the Packers?
So yet again, Neil, you're just ruining. You're just.
You know what?
Everything.
I think it is. I'm starting to get a complex now that it must be me. Maybe I should just support the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Patriots.
No, just support
secretly.
Just support the Chiefs.
Secretly keep the Jets.
Yeah, you got a curse that's following you. That's why I've stopped buying hats.
I can tell you who you're not going to follow now. The Raiders with that hat on.
Why is that,
mate? Because they're going to end up shitting. Oh, God.
In terms of the Saquon Barkley thing, I obviously, you know, I am a bit of a soft spot supporter for the Giants, and I just feel like they don't know what they're doing with him, because running back isn't the missing piece, so why get rid of him? I know it's a good running back class in free agency. Why get rid of him to bring someone else in? I mean, it's not like to try something new. He's doing well, so don't understand it, and would love to see him stay at the Giants, but I feel like they don't know what they're at. It doesn't get them any closer to the playoffs.
They've also just, there's certain people putting out that, what do you call him? What do you call their quarterback? Daniels?
Yes, Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones.
Is it Daniel Jones?
Isn't it Daniel Jones, or is it something Daniels?
Is it? I can't remember.
I can like picture their faces, but I can never remember their names.
I think it's Daniel Jones, yeah. So they're saying that they're done with him.
Yeah, Daniel Jones, yeah.
After giving him that big contract last year, and now they're done with him already. Why give him that contract? Who's going to be coming in there? Who's going to replace him? And then you're going to replace Saquon Barkley. I mean, it just seems like you're going to end up in a rebuild situation. Which,
that could be what it is, but I don't understand. I wouldn't understand doing it at this point. Bob,
like you've literally signed you thought was your franchise quarterback for 5 years on a really big contract for him. I don't know how he got that contract. And then you want to get rid of Saquon Barkley, your only playmaker on the team.
Yeah, there's been like quite a few curious decisions at the Giants over the last couple of years. So.
Not me, but you thought that was done with now that Brian Daboll came in, you know, like 2 years ago, coach of the year, did really well. And then this year, terrible start this season. Kind of got back into it near the end, but that's about it. But no, it's all going mad. I can't wait to see what everything unfolds, where everybody goes. No.
See, the off season's actually like quite fun. Like every time the season's over, I'm almost upset. Then you think, oh my, there's all this to come. There's all the excitement.
Yeah.
Who's going where? What's happening? There's always the surprises as well.
I know. It's like the Jets are going to get Mike Evans. The Jets are going, and I'm like, oh, we're going to get the Mike Evans. Happy days. Like, are we wide receiver core? Mike Evans has signed a 2-year contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Fluff you, Mike.
He didn't want to go anywhere else. He said that before, whenever the season finished, and they said to him, like, what's the plan? He said, I really hope, I'd like to stay in Tampa. Like, he was hoping that the contract would come his way from Tampa again. I'm glad it has, obviously.
Yeah. Russell Wilson said that as well. He says he wants to finish his career in Denver. That was only like 2 days ago.
That is brutal. Yeah. That is brutal. I'd like to stay here. Fuck you.
Yeah. Somebody get rid of him before he hangs his stand.
He's literally like, let's ride away from here.
Exactly. One thing I was very, very happy to see today was Jamal Adams getting cut from the Seahawks. Oh, it made my day.
Why did that
Jamal make Adams? Because Jamal Adams is just a wee fluffer. He used to, obviously, he played for the Jets. And then forced his way out of the Jets because I don't want to be in a losing team. I'm a freaking best safety in the league, and this is all his wee chatter. Oh, I'm the best this, I'm the best that. And then he goes to the freaking Seahawks and does shite there. Ends up injured most of the time, and then they just end up cutting him. We got 2 first round picks and a second round pick for him.
Yeah, it's like, haha, we don't want you.
I'm just so happy. Even though, you know, most of the jerseys, I was happy that he got to the Jets because I was able to get jerseys with my second name on the back. Enough of that. That's the only reason I am happy
anyway,
that man let the Jets
get it personalized.
I know, but that's effort. Then everybody, you know what I mean? Because then everybody will go to you, who's Adam 74? I'll be like, me? Yeah, I played for the Jets. Hmm? They're like, oh, that's why they're shit. No, but I was very, very happy to see that. So it was today. I've seen Josh Allen has signed an extension or got franchise tag by the Jacksonville Jaguars. He would have been a great defensive end for somebody, but obviously still staying. And you were saying, Abby, that Dalton Schultz, tight end for the Texans, he got franchise tagged.
Mm-hmm.
He was a great tight end. It's a great pickup by them.
Like, the Texans were one of those last season where it was like, I think they just sort of came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Just saw CJ Stroud. No, then we...
Yes! A
couple of great draft they had, like. So it was. Absolute fantastic draft they had. The Tank Dell and... can't remember the rest.
Because Stroud was, like, rookie, wasn't he? He got, like, the award that...
Yeah. But there was another rookie. What was the other rookie called? The wide receiver for the Texans.
Oh.
It wasn't Noah Brown. I know Noah Brown was there, but there was another one.
Oh, that's coming.
Wait there.
We picked him, didn't we, on our... That's going to really annoy me. Yeah, you can look. That'd be great.
Nico Collins.
That wasn't who I was thinking.
No?
Who was I thinking about?
I don't know.
Oh God, no! I'll have a look after. I can't remember who the hell I'm thinking.
Yeah, Texans wide receivers is there's Robert Woods and there's Nico Collins.
I was thinking about someone on a different team, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh goodness knows.
What did you say we picked them for?
No, somebody like I think I picked him on. You know when we picked our like awards.
Year, wasn't it?
Oh. Yeah. You're thinking of CJ Stroud.
No, there was another CJ Stroud and somebody else. I can't think who.
Say Flowers, Jordan Addison.
The nickname. Curtis, who was it? Because you picked them as well, I swear you picked them as well. Because our like picks were literally identical, apart from one person.
I can't remember. You'll have to go back and look.
That's going to really irritate me.
Wait there, if I can go back scrolling? Quickly.
You scrolling?
I'm scrolling like fluff here, mate, but it's not loading quick enough.
There's so many posts. Oh my god, I'm trying to literally, it's completely gone out of my brain.
No, you picked for MVP, you picked Christian McCaffrey, offensive player of the year, Christian McCaffrey, defensive player of the year, TJ Watt, offensive rookie of the year was CJ Stroud, defensive rookie of the year, I can't remember his name, Will Anderson, I think it was.
What I was thinking about. I think I was thinking about Will Anderson.
Yeah, so he was defensive end.
That's
comeback player of the year you pick, or coach of the year you picked Dan Campbell, comeback player of the year we all picked DeMar Hamlin, but yet Joe Flacco ended up getting that somehow.
Yeah, it was Will Anderson I was thinking of. I don't know why that just didn't.
Curtis, you had a couple of points, a couple of things you wanted to talk about, did you?
That was all the stuff that I spent about half
did we already talk about it yeah. We already talk about it. Sweet. Does anybody else have anything else they want to discuss before we call it a night?
No.
Anything else fancy you might have heard? No.
Well,
there you go. That's us for another episode of Talking Balls. It has been an absolute pleasure. We will see you next week for more Talking Balls. And good night.
Have a good one. See you later.